How did your father get into the jewelry business in the first place?
At age 14, his father was a baker there in Kansas City. And he found out that jewelers could make $10 a week. So he wanted his son to have it better than he did as a baker. So he took his son, Otto, my dad, down to a jewelry shop and apprenticed him at age 14 to be a jeweler and jewelry engraver. And that's when he started at age 14. And then, of course, he was a jeweler, engraver, and die cutter. He learned die cutting. I'll show you the dies that he cut. And we made class pins out of those dies later in life here in Tulsa. So he did that work as a jewelry engraver and then made trophies during the Depression. And then after the Depression ended, the Depression ended for us in 38 when my dad got his first full-time job in 1938. So the Depression was us from, actually for our family, from about 31 to 38.
What was his first full-time job?
As a jewelry engraver with Boswell's Jewelry in downtown Tulsa.
Oh, okay.
An old-time, the finest jewelers in downtown Tulsa, A.Y. Boswell was.
So when you came back from Kansas City then and came to Tulsa, when was that?
We came back to Tulsa in 38.
His first.
He worked for A.Y. Boswell, and then he worked for F.C. Ziegler, another jeweler, for a while, and then in 41, December 1st of 41, 7 days before Pearl Harbor, he decided to go back in business for himself, and he set up a shop to do jewelry engraving for the trade for the other jewelers in town. So he set up a shop in the Calumet Building, no longer there, on Boston between 3rd and 4th on the west side of the street in the center of the block between 3rd and 4th, second floor of the Calumet Building, set up a shop there in December 1st of 41 where he did trade work for all of the jewelry stores in town. They'd send their engraving work for him to do. And on the side then he would do some jewelry work for private customers out of that little shop. Jewelry repairs, and made some special order jewelry for customers during that period. And then that was in 41, and then in 44, he moved from there to the Orpheum Theater Building, above the Orpheum Theater, the fourth floor of the Orpheum Theater Building, continued his work there. Go ahead.
And where was the Orpheum located?
On 4th Street, on the south side of the street between Main and Boston. So, the Orpheum Theater was the major theater in downtown Tulsa for many years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when, with him upstairs.
Him upstairs.
And you went to many movies then, didn't you?
Well, yeah, we went to movies all the time, yeah.
Right. You remember some of the movies there that you
Oh, yeah,
stars?
I went to all the John Wayne movies, the Will Rogers movies. And, oh, yeah, I went to a movie every Saturday. I would go to a movie. In Humansville, it cost a nickel. But when we moved to Tulsa, it cost a dime to get in the movie. But Dad, I had a nickel a week allowance. And so I used my nickel to attend movies in both in Humansville and Kansas City and then in Tulsa, starting in 38.
When you went upstairs to your father's shop upstairs,
yes.
Could you hear the movie sound
no.
up through the floor?
No.
No. What, can you describe the inside of the Orpheum Theater? What was this like?
It was fabulous. It was almost like a museum. It had, on the walls, they had loggias, seats on the walls where people could sit in those loggias, and then they had a balcony, and it was luscious. And there was also another one down the street, one block, the Ritz, which had the same accoutrements, and they already had, in the Ritz, they had lights in the ceiling that would come on and off, look like stars in the ceiling, and it was just as luxuriant as the Orpheum was, two luxuriant downtown theaters. And we loved to go there because it was a beautiful place to go.
Were they competing with each other? Or was
There were two, actually four downtown theaters. The Orpheum, the Ritz, the Majestic, and the Rialto, all owned by the same owner.
All four of them?
All four, yes.
Oh, wow.
Those were the four downtown theaters, all owned by
one man.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he wanted competition then, didn't he, if he owned them all?
He owned them all. He had no competition. Now, there were a couple of outlying movies that Delman came on later, and then the Will Rogers later, and the Tower later. But those were the four downtown movies that everybody came downtown to go to the movies, you know. And all of the major movies started at the Ritz and the Orpheum, and the first run movies, and then the other two showed at later runs.
Okay. Yeah. What a fun time for you.
Oh, it was a fun time.